Mr. Krohn is a reluctant apostle of black magic. He once said of his efforts to expand beyond the Netherlands, "It's horrible. We've spent 100 times more money in Germany than I thought I'd ever be able to spend." Takeaway's deal with Just Eat highlights the conviction that consolidation is the only way to make the sums add up. The food delivery business can be split into two camps: mostly profitable veterans and loss-making newcomers. The veterans, founded at the start of the century, are led by publicly traded Grubhub in America and Just Eat and Takeaway in Europe. The trio are collectively worth $18 billion or so. They account for the largest share of the market, offering customers online access to restaurants that already have their own delivery services, such as pizza joints, sushi bars, and Chinese restaurants. Their relatively simple business model, in which they take a cut of the bill from the restaurants, has enabled Grubhub and Just Eat to turn a profit for years. Takeaway makes money in its home market of the Netherlands. The new bees, born more recently, have turned a once tidy business into a food fight. They include listed firms such as Meituan of China and Delivery Hero of Germany, Uber Eats, part of Uber, Ella May, owned by China's Alibaba, and privately held DoorDash, based in San Francisco, and Deliveroo from London. For most of them, delivery is their core business, so they share their cut of the bill with riders as well as restaurants. This substantially broadens the market to restaurants offering everything from steak to Hawaiian poke bowls. But margins suffer. Funded largely by venture capital, they have thrown subsidies at customers, forcing their veteran rivals onto the defensive. To catch up, the veterans are investing in advertising and delivery networks at a big cost. This week, Grubhub and Just Eat reported slumping earnings and Takeaway mounting losses as they spent heavily to fend off the upstarts.